Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Beitza, Perek Beitza, Halacha Dalet, and in the Azrael stuff on Chaf Alpha Amad Aleph in the middle, and the Arts Culture stuff on Chaf Gimel Amad Aleph. And today's Ava sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarbas Biakam Moshe. Her neshama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah says Beishami tells us Mevin Shlamim VeEin Soim Chalayin Avoloi Oilos. On Yom Tov, a person is allowed to bring Korban Shlamim, but they're not allowed to do smicha on them. We know that a Korban Shlamim requires leaning on beforehand, but that's not allowed to be done on Yom Tov, and a Korban Oilos is completely not allowed to be brought on Yom Tov. Whereas Basil says Mevin Shlamim VeOilos. One could bring shlomim and oilos on yom tov, and they could do smicha on them. So the Gemara explains. Bishama says, "Hotcha smicha shloi kedarka." There's a heter of doing smicha shloi kedarka, non-standard smicha. And Rabbi Silla says, "Loi hotcha smicha shloi kedarka." There's no heter for doing a non-standard smicha. Now we explain. Ezwi shloi kedarka. What does that mean? A non-standard smicha? Me'asmel from yesterday. Namely, Bishama says you could do smicha from yesterday, from the day before, from before yom tov, and therefore there's no heter to do smicha on yom tov for carbon shlomim. So you're allowed to bring the shlomim because that's eichel nefesh, that's food. So that's allowed to be brought on Yom Tov, but you're not allowed to do smicha on it because you could have done that before Yom Tov. But according to Beis Hillel, smicha shalai kedark is not permitted. You can't do smicha yesterday. You have to do smicha today, right before you shech the carbon. Therefore, it's considered part and parcel of bringing the carbon that you're allowed to do smicha on Yom Tov. Now, Arms Eiri, he clarifies, kol ha'amoydai, really everyone agrees, ba'asham mitzayra, if there's an asham that a mitzayra is bringing, shesamach alav me'esmael, that if he did smicha on it yesterday, lo yatzai is not yatzai. That's because he wasn't right to bring it yesterday. He's only right to bring it today at the end of his tahara process, so he can do smicha today on it, but not yesterday. Therefore, he did smicha on it yesterday is not yotze. Now the same token is the opposite. Shalmi nedava, shlamim that a person is just donating on their own. They had said, "I'm going to donate a carbon shlamim." Shesama chalein me'esmel yotza. If a person did smicha on them yesterday, he is yotze. That's because he could have brought it yesterday if he wanted. He decided to bring it today, so that's fine. But if he wanted to, he could have also brought it yesterday. So smicha on it yesterday is fine. Ma pligin. So it's machlokes b'sham beis hillel b'shalmi chagiga with carbonos that are called shalmi chagiga. This is a type of shlamim that's a chiyuv that has to be brought on yom tif, so couldn't have been brought before yom tif because then it's not a shalmi chagiga. So b'shalmi of Line Kishalmi Nadava, Bishalmi treats them like Shalmi Nadava because since Shalmi Chagiga are Shlamim, and since regular Shlamim could have been brought yesterday, and that means that the Smicha could have been done yesterday, so Shalmi Chagiga have the same exact din, even though the Shalmi Chagiga themselves weren't able to have been brought yesterday, but at least the Smicha could have been done before Yom Tov, and therefore no Smicha on Yom Tov. Whereas Basil of the line Kashalmi Tzaira, Basil treats them just like regular Shalmi Tzaira that couldn't have been brought yesterday, so the Smicha couldn't have been done yesterday, and it's the same thing. The Shalmi Chagiga couldn't have been brought yesterday, so the Smicha couldn't have been done before Yom Tov either. Now Chaf Alav Amar on top Amar Biyasi says Hindat Amar Asham Mitzayra Shesamach Alav Me'esma Lo Yatza. That which you said that if smicha was done on Asham Mitzayra yesterday, that the person is not yotze. That's because he wasn't able to bring the carbon yesterday. That's only bismanoi if it's being brought in its proper time at the end of the Mitzayra's Tahara process. That's called its proper time. So if smicha was done on the Asham Mitzayra yesterday, well, that's before it's able to be brought. So that's why he's not yotze. But Iber Zmanoi, if he missed the time, if he's bringing it past the time that he's supposed to, so Nasak Shalmi Nedava, then it's just like regular Shalmi Nedava. And smicha on it the day before would be okay because the day before really was a day that he was able to bring the Shalmi Tzaira. The Gemara continues. Now we have a whole back and forth between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai regarding their machlokes. Now there's machlokes what they're discussing. It could be we're talking about the carbon oila where Beis Shammai said carbon oila is not allowed to be brought on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel says it is. It could be we're talking about smicha of a carbon shlamim where Beis Shammai says it's not allowed to be done and Beis Hillel says it is. But either way, the discussion is the same. Over Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel told Beis Shammai, "Ma'im b'shash ani oisir lahedyot hariani matur legvaya." Just like at a time that I asked her for a hedyot, which is on Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring any sort of animals on Shabbos. You're not allowed to shech them or bring any animals, but I allow for Gavaya, which is Karbanos Tzibur. We know that they're allowed to be brought on Shabbos, like the Karban Tamid and Musafim of Shabbos and all those types of Karbanos Tzibur. Those are allowed to be brought on Shabbos. Well, B'shashu Motel Lehedyet, at a time that a Hedyet is allowed to shech, namely on Yom Tov, and he didn't shenata leGavaya, shouldn't I say for sure that it's Mutter for Gavaya? So I should for sure be allowed to, let's say, bring an Oilas Re'iya on Yom Tov. Why would it be Aser? So Ramlan B'sham responded to them, "Vari Nedar and Davos Echichu." I'll prove from Nedar and Davos, which is just a Karban that a person is able to promise or donate on his own. They're mutter for hedyot, but asr l'gvaya. This means that if a person just wants to take a regular animal, it's not a karbon, and shech in a yantar, that's perfectly fine. But if he wants to take nedarim and nedavos, so these already have a status of a karbon, and he wants to bring them on yom tov, he's not allowed to. So we see that certain things that are permitted on yom tov for a hedyot, but asr l'gvaya. So Amalhan Beis Hillel responded back to Beis Shammai, "Lo, that's not so, because im martim nedarim and nedavos, if you want to say it applies by nedarim and nedavos, that's because she'in zman and kavua. They don't have a set time they have to be brought, so therefore they're not." Whereas Tarim B'Chagiga, are you going to say this applies by the Karban Chagiga, namely the Shalmi Chagiga that we're discussing? Shesmana Kavua, it has a set time, it has to be brought on Yom Tov, so of course we should be able to bring it. So Amalan Beis Shammai told him, the no Chagiga ain't Zman Kavua, Karban Chagiga doesn't have a set time it has to be brought. Shim Loi Chag Barisha and Chag B'Sheni, Loi Chag B'Sheni, Chag B'Shlishi. If he didn't bring his Shalmi Chagiga on the first day of Yom Tov, he could bring on the second. If he didn't bring on the second, he bring on the third, so on and so forth. So it's not considered a set time that it has to be brought on Yom Tov, it's allowed to be brought on Chol Moed as well. So Amalan Beis Shelbis. He'll respond back to this. Chagiga is mana kavua. Chagiga does have a set time. She'im loy chag beregel, in a yachal lachag achar regel. If he didn't bring it throughout the entirety of Yom Tif, so he's not allowed to bring it after Yom Tif, so that's considered having a set time. Ma'amrulhan Beishamay, Beishamay responded back to them. Va'aloy kvar nevard already says in the pasuk, achasher yachal chal nefesh, hu levada yasa lachem, only that which is necessary for eating. That's what you're allowed to do on Yom Tif. And as we're discussing over here, either smicha or bringing oila is not letzarech chal nefesh. So Amrulhan Beishamay told them, Misham raya. You have a raya from there? What's a proper way to understand? Lachem einu nasa, avol nasa hu legvaya. For you, meaning for a hedyot, you're only allowed to do that which is necessary for eating. But for gvaya, for the Beis HaMikdash, for Hashem, even if it's not necessary for eating, such as carbon oila or smicha b'shlamim, then it is permitted. So this is the end of their discussion. Abishol Aimrei Tamacher, Abishol said it a slightly different way. Nema mishasha kirascha stuma, kiras rabcha psucha, that just like at a time, that your oven is closed off, but the oven of your master is open. Namely, you're not on a shech to bring karbonis on Shabbos, but you're allowed to do that on Yom Tif for Hashem. Again, that's referring to carbon tzibur. Well, bishasha kirascha psucha, at a time that your oven's open, namely Yom Tif, that you're allowed to cook for yourself. In addition, should take kiras rabcha psucha. Shouldn't we say for sure that the oven of your master is open? So of course you should be allowed to bring things in the Beis HaMikdash, even though they're not eating related. And the rach, another way of saying this is, it's not proper, it doesn't make sense that your table should be full and the table of your master should be empty. How could it be that you're allowed to cook for yourself and shecht animals and make food for yourself, but for the Beis HaMikdash you're not allowed to? So that would be another way of saying Beis Hill's shita. Now we continue discussing this machlokes b'sham Beis Hill, and here it's in regard to how to understand the pasuk. This refers to Shavuos by the hamlacha of Shlomo HaMelech, which is right before David HaMelech passed away. We know he passed away on Shavuos. And before we continue, let's just read the pasuk. The pasuk that Gemara is going to bring in a second tells us, "Vayizbuchu Hashem zvachim, and they shechted karbonos for Hashem, vayalu oilos laHashem, and they brought oilos for Hashem l'machras hayoyim hahu, after that day." And then the pasuk continues talking about a whole bunch of different animals. So Amar Rav Yosher Bun, he tells us, "Rav Shimon Lakish hava avar kumisidra." Rav Lakish was passing by the Beis Medrash, "Vishama kol hain kray hain psuka," and he heard voices saying out this pasuk, "Vayizbuchu Hashem zvachim, vayalu oilos laHashem l'machras hayoyim hahu." And Amar said as follows, "Man de mefsek la kibes Hillel," that's a proper gear saw, "the one who puts in a pause heals like Beis Hillel, and man de kari kula kibes Shammai," the one who reads the entire pasuk is like Beis Shammai. Namely, if we read the pasuk as follows, "Vayizbuchu Hashem zvachim, vayalu oilos laHashem," comma, that's a pause, so that's like Beis Hillel, showing us that on Yom Tif you could bring regular karbanos and oilos as well. And then we continue reading the pasuk, "L'machras hayoyim ahu," the next day they brought a whole bunch of other things, whereas according to Beis Shammai there's no pause. We read the entire thing together, "Vayizbuchu Hashem zvachim, vayalu oilos laHashem l'machras hayoyim ahu," that they brought all these karbanos, shlamim, and oilos the next day, meaning after Yom Tif. So now the Gemara asks, "Nicha oilos l'machras hayoyim." It makes sense to say that they brought oilos tomorrow, meaning they brought the oilos after Yom Tif, after Shavuos, because according to Beis Shammai, as we know from the Mishnah, you're not allowed to bring oilos on Yom Tif. But ushlamim l'machras hayoyim, they also brought the shlamim the next day, the day after Shavuos. Ve'ein shlamim b'ayin k'Beis Shammai. What, shlamim aren't allowed to be brought on Yom Tif according to Beis Shammai? Of course they are. Beis Shammai said you're allowed to bring shlamim on Yom Tif. You're just not allowed to do smicha on them, but you can still bring them on Yom Tif. So how do we understand this pasuk according to Beis Shammai? The shlamim were brought the next day. So Beizam Ralph on the top, Rabbi Yisrael Bun, he explains, Davin Meis Batzeres, David HaMelech had died on Shavuos, while you call Yisrael Einanin, and all of Am Yisrael were Einanin, and we know an Einanin is allowed to bring a carbon, so if you create the Machar, they brought all karbanos tomorrow, and that's why. The Gemara continues, Ma'aseh Hillel Zaken, there was a story with Hillel Zaken himself. That's not Beis Hillel, which is a Talmid of Hillel, this is the man himself, Hillel. Shehevi Lasei Azara, he brought his oila to the Azara on Yom Tif, v'samach alei, and he did smicha on it, v'chibur all of Talmidei Shammai, and the Talmidim of Shammai gathered against him to try to prove him how he was wrong. Now, Heschel Makashkish Biznava, he started playing around with its tail to try to distract them so they didn't have to get into this conversation. This is because in his great humility, he didn't want to get into all halachic discussion with them, so he just wanted to try to bring it to something else. So he started moving its tail, and Amrulaini told them, "Ru'una keva hi, see it's in a keva, and ushlamim visiya, I brought it as a shlamim." And we know that a keva can't be an oila, so he said, "Look, it's in a keva, I really brought it as a shlamim," even though that wasn't true. And v'fligim medvarim, he continued to distract them with other conversation, v'halchulhen, and they ended up walking away. Now, l'acher yamim, after some time, gavar yadun shel Beis Shammai ended up becoming stronger, and ubikshu l'kvay halacha kidvrayan, they wanted to establish the halacha like them, that it's also to bring oilos on Yom Tif, and even when one is bringing shlamim, he's allowed to smicha on them. Bavahayasham Bav ben Buta mitamid Beis Shammai, Bav ben Buta was over there, he's one of the Talmidim Beis Shammai, yodeh shalacha k'Beis Hillel, he knew that the halacha was like Beis Hillel, and pamachas nechas l'azara, one time he went into the azara, umatza oisa shememes, he found that it was totally desolate, it was empty, because even though the halacha wasn't officially established like Beis Shammai, people just stopped bringing their karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. So it was Yom Tif, there was no karbanos being brought, and Amar, he expressed very strongly, yashamu bateim shel elu shishimu beis elekenu, those who made the house of our Hashem desolate, their houses should be desolate and empty as well. And also, what did he do? Shalach, he sent for, vehevi shloishes alafim tzoyin mitzoyin keder, Kedar. He had 3,000 sheep from Kedar type sheep, which is a really fine type of animal. He brought 3,000 of them, Ubikram Mumen, and he checked them to make sure they didn't have any Mumen. Vemidim Harabias, he stood them on Harabias, and Armelan, he told them, meaning he made an announcement, Shamuni Achai Beis Yisrael, hear me, my brothers, Beis Yisrael, call me Shu Retsu Yavi Eilos, Yavi Yismach, Yavi Shlamim, Yavi Yismach, anyone who wants to come bring an Eila, he should come do Smicha and bring it. If he wants to bring a Shlamim, come and do Smicha and bring it. And Ba'isasha, at that time, Nikba Halacha Kebeis Hillel, the Halacha was established like Beis Hillel, V'le'amar Adam Davar, and no one said anything. No Amar Yitzchak Bar Lazar, Yitzchak Bar Lazar comments on the story, Hada Amra, this tells us, that Rusa by Mule, if a person wants to heat up a pot for the first time, he needs a whole full basket of wood, which means he needs a lot of wood to start the fire and get it hot. However, Sama the Kisa Minei Ubei, when he wants to just keep the pot hot, all he needs is Sama the Kisa, a few little wood splinters and wood chips, and that's all he needs to maintain it. And that's like this. In order to initially establish the Halacha like Beis Hillel, he needed to do a huge Maisa of bringing 3,000 sheep and making this massive announcement that everyone could come, so on and so forth. But once that was done, in order to maintain it, what happened? The Gemara said, Loi Amar Adam Davar, no one said anything. That's like adding a few small chips to the fire in order to maintain the heat. And similarly, Kol Garma Deloi Kviya B'Shaita Loi Kviya. Any coal that doesn't burn in its time is not going to burn, which means if you have a coal that's not hot enough to burn anyone, it's not going to get any hotter unless you add tons more wood to make it really hot. And again, that's the same idea over here. In order to officially get a halacha established, especially when there's challenge to it, you need to make a whole big matzav about it, and only then it's going to catch on. Now the Gemara continues. Shuv Ma'asav Echem Talmid Hillel. There was another story with Talmidim of Hillel. Shehivi Alasa Lazara. He brought his Eila to Lazar and Yamtef. Samach Alei, and he did smicha on it. Vro Echem Talmid Shammai. When the Talmid of Shammai saw him, Amrlei told him, Mazu smicha. What's this smicha? So Amrlei, the Talmid of Hillel responded to him, Maza shtika. What's this quiet? Meaning, why aren't you quiet? Why do you have to say something? And the outcome was a shiska benazifa v'halachloi. Since he quieted him with this very strong statement by telling him Maza shtika, so the Talmud of Shammai just walked away and he left the Talmud of Hillel alone. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with halacha. Hey, for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.